What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. As got Monday morning here, plenty of stuff going on. A lot of news from the Miami Dolphins that we'll get into. Lots of different parts. Finally, Jacksonville this week, last week of preseason football, and still trying to figure out a lot of parts. And there will be some tough cuts off the way guys have played and trying to figure out. This is what happens. Certain positions have a lot more talent than other positions, and a lot of guys have played well. And it's these guys will try to figure out what makes sense on the 53. Probably going to be some guys that go to the practice squad that are going to get picked up. And I still believe the Dolphins will be looking for a couple of guys to upgrade their roster. Yes, I still believe with this roster they put together, they feel there's a way to still get better. You know what? There's one mystery to me today on this team. The O-line actually, they didn't play poorly. Some guys played well. I thought the pass protection overall was really good, and allowed both quarterbacks. I thought going into that thing, I mean, I went in right before the start and said, hey, those quarterbacks got to know what they're working with and understand, man, you don't have a lot of time. Your receivers, you're going to have a chance because you still have good receivers to throw to. And so if you have time, I felt like they'd be able to have some completions. And Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers both had their moments where they were really good. And I saw Quinn Ewers those two touchdowns, and people trying to don't read into it. Nothing's changed. Zach Wilson still number two. Quinn Ewers still number three. That's not changing. I know a lot of you tried it. One week, and I don't want to call any of our podcasters out, said Quinn Ewers is going to get cut. And I was like, ooh. Now I appreciate our podcasters. I do. And they're all big fans. But that's a bad take on Quinn Ewers getting cut. Has been since he got here, and he's had a lot of good days of practice. So if nothing else, more than the fact has nothing to do with just Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers, it has to do with Tua and what we went through a year ago, and you learn from what happened a year ago, and you say to yourself, we will never allow that to happen again. If Tua goes down, we are going to have some guys that we think are going to give us a better chance than we had last year with the two guys that we ended up playing with. Hell, you end up going on you had to hit the road to find a couple of guys. So you'll never be in that situation. So unless I'm a real dumbass, we will never carry two quarterbacks on a 53-man roster, ever. Never, ever get caught with that situation again. And if you think there's a chance that Quinn Ewers is going to get picked up, you're definitely not going to put him on a practice squad where he's open to the public. We'll never, ever do that situation. Too smart, will not put yourself in that situation. The cornerback position, you're more than welcome to help me out any way you can on trying to figure out who's good enough in this group and consistent enough and healthy enough. Please help me outside of Storm Duck, excuse me, who is clearly out in front of all the other cornerbacks you have right now. We have some guys that have had their moments, but I'll tell you what, Coach Weaver, the defensive coordinator, between health, production, consistency, that's a tough call. That's a tough call. Whether it's a young guy or guys that have been around that haven't been starters in a long time, that have been special teams players, we got a few of those guys. Just when you start to feel good about them, They have a couple of rough practices against starting receivers, and you go, oh boy. Ooh, can I work with that? Can I trust that? And the guy I feel terrible for, I thought Ethan Bonner was really coming on. Ethan Bonner was doing everything he was asked. Haven't been talking about him getting smoked. He's been in good coverage. Pulls his hamstring. Fast guys and hamstrings take a while to heal. So I don't know what this means for him, but I thought he was headed to being a starter on the other side of Storm Duck. That's what I thought. Now, not everybody out there is going to agree with me on that. Maybe had Sheffield up there. And Sheffield's just been up and down. He's had his moments, start to do it, and then you go, oh, what just happened? So that's a tough call. That's a tough call when they have the. I'd love to be in one of those meetings. Well, here we go into last preseason game. Let's go from health to production. How do we feel looking forward with our roster at that cornerback position? That's a. Hey man, you try to be fair because they went all in on this group. They went all in, and I had trouble believing that they're going to change their mind because they've said no, we're going to coach them up. These are guys we're going to play. There's going to be some growing pains in there. They're going to get beat, but they're going to learn from it. And so you kind of go through a couple weeks of camps of the highs and lows. You go through Chicago, and then you face their starting receivers in the for the Lions, and you go, oh, okay. That was a big test. That's actually going to be the big test, in my opinion. And Jacksonville's got good receivers. Don't get me wrong. I don't know what's going to happen with their number one receiver, who, by the way, for all that yap about that guy Woody going to play 100-plus plays while he's hurt. He's a little banged up. Okay. So much for playing him. How many plays are you going
to
play him?
Yeah, add him to the list of guys that are getting banged up this preseason.
Yeah, in camp.
Because it has gotten a little bit nutty around the league, hasn't it?
Well, I didn't even know
Zach's team's been, yeah.
Yeah. So Zach Sealer apparently is banged up. Devon Achane's banged up, and now yeah. Ethan Bonner. And they go, hey, don't read into it too much. Banged up means they're just banged up for camp. If they had to play, they would play. Which, by the way, Zach Sealer will play.
I would think so. But they keep hitting you day to day, week to week.
Yeah, well, I hate that day to day to week to week. And I'm like, okay, Mike really opened up that door. Day to day to week to week.
I hope Achane's ready to go week one because the drop off after him, I think, is pretty significant.
I agree. By the way, nobody arguing with the system and the different gear that he has. But I will tell you, I'm glad you brought that up. This is a mystery one to me. Ollie Gordon's gotten pretty good. Right? Like every time you see him, you go, damn, is he getting more carries out of it? One guy gets hurt. Madison gets hurt. Now he's got his, you know, he gets the chance to get some carries. They didn't run the ball very much. I'm not sure why, but they didn't run the ball very much in the first half, and mm-hmm. It wasn't very good when they did try to run it. So they just dropped back, and it looked like, oh, let's get Zach Wilson a bunch of work to me. That looked like that to you. Like, hey, Zach, we're going to let you throw it, man. We got to get you caught up because, again, we don't want to get in a situation we were in last year. That's how I read into the first half. Did you read into it that way? Like, that's the only reason I could figure, like, why are we not running the ball more?
That's a big rehab project, though, that Zach Wilson.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Thing, right? I mean, that's kind of a big deal here, and they have to assume he's going to play at some point. Right. I mean, I know you approach it hoping that your starter can go the whole way, but they got to think Zach Wilson's going to play a role on this.
Yes.
In this thing. Right.
So for that reason, when everybody halftime goes, hey, can you explain why they're not running the ball more? And I go, I'm guessing ain't the game is, hey, we got to get Zach some work. Like Zach's got to get some things. He's our guy. And we can't take a chance.
He's going to play, man. I mean, you can't have your season fall apart like it did last year when he plays.
He had some good play. He had some plays called back, but he missed two throws. Make no mistake about it. He has a deep post pattern to Eskridge, deep post pattern down the middle, little play action. He's got time to step up and throw it. And he got a big arm, and he underthrew it probably 10 yards, would he?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, look, they're going against, you know, not going against starters most of the time. So, yeah, it's kind of concerning.
And Eskridge is a guy that played for you last year, and he was, all those guys were thrown to their top guys, a game of their best chance and plays that have worked. And it just was way underthrown. And then he missed a guy in the end zone who's wide open, breaking to the outside. And I mean, he could have put on the money because there was so much space and he threw it out a little bit too much in front. But that was, you know, just a chance to make a couple of throws. And so I guess you come back, and I'm hearing everybody, well, maybe next week we need to let Quinn Ewers get, you know, and I go, no. If Zach Wilson's your guy, he needs to play some more football. Keep playing him. And I don't know if Tua, everybody wants to know if Tua is going to play a little bit next week.
He doesn't need to. I do think the backups need to keep playing. But, yeah, I think you're right. If Zach Wilson's the guy, which I guess he is at this point, right? Like,
yes.
You need to get him as much work as he can. I think that's important.
Well, he got thrown a lot in the first half. I mean, he threw the ball a lot. He dropped back and it wasn't just dump offs, right? He had some different things. There was actually a lot of nice looking little play action in there to freeze everybody a little bit and buy some time. But yeah, he'll go home and he'll have a couple throws and go, damn, I got to make those throws. That's in the red zone. You got a touchdown and then one down the middle of the field with that big arm. You just got to let it rip, get it out. I don't know if it slipped out of his hand a little bit, but really underthrew it by a lot.
I will tell you, it'd be nice to come in here on Friday and talk about they outplayed the Jags in that joint practice, right? Because that is the kind of team that I think will be right around 500, give or take, right?
And yeah, I don't know, man. To be every like year,
what that team's kind of all about, right? I don't think if you look at those, you know, the Dolphins and the Jaguars, I think people probably think they're going to be relatively similar teams, right? That's kind of the perception here.
Yeah. Listen, they're going to have one practice with them and then the game. I'm curious. I have no idea how everybody's going to treat it. I don't know how much the starters are going to play because the starters sat out completely.
Well, it'd be nice week to two. See them sit, to be quite honest, Joe. I don't want to hear any more guys are week to week going into the season.
Yeah,
how many more guys can you lose?
Yeah, well, so my take is, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm thinking old school, but most of those guys, not Ethan, I mean, pulled a hamstring. If he's playing next week, probably wouldn't play. But Sealer and I feel like Achan probably would be back. Listen, you want to get off to a good start. You do everything possible. They got a few weeks, and they're counting on four of Austin Jackson. They're counting a whole bunch of guys being back for the opener. So that's the thing. By the way, the mystery, man, I didn't get to, and we got to go to break here. Jalen Wright. So, first of all, I feel like every time he carries the ball, he's getting hit in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, you know, he's one
of the – He was the big one from camp last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was the one everyone was raving about.
And they were pumped about him. Yeah. Like coming out of camp, they're going, all right, this Jalen's going to be the guy. And he's probably one of the five fastest guys on the team. He's a former track guy. He's a former track guy in college. So he can run. I mean, we haven't had a chance to see that breakaway speed like we have on all the other guys we've said are really fast. We've seen like, oh, yeah, we've seen it, 70 yards to the house. We haven't seen it with Jalen Wright, and I can't get a read. I know he's fine. Ollie Gordon's a much bigger guy, first of all, at 225 pounds. But, boy, he just caught the ball nicely. He'd get more confidence. I'm curious when they go to those meetings and they go, anything change this week, guys? And that running back and figuring out who's it going to be, especially now if Achan's not 100%, you want to be able to run that ball in this heat in week one for sure. All right. Hey, we're super late now. We got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff. Appreciate you being with us here early in the morning. Man, a lot of stuff going on. We got the Marlins back in town for a 9-game homestand starting tonight with St. Louis. Got a nice comeback win after a rough road trip. Able to keep the brooms in Boston and not get carried away after a nice comeback 5-3 win for them last night.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.